interested in books about history? If so, then join us as we review the book, Words on Fire.
The book you needed but never knew existed.
This podcast will be talking about our opinions on the book and about the book itself. Don't worry, we won't spoil the main parts of the book, but we will be talking about some main parts of the book, so listener discretion is advised.
My name's Easton.
My name's Ethan.
My name is Carson. Words on Fire is a book written by New York Times bestselling author Jennifer A. Nielsen.
Words on Fire is a book following the story of a 12-year-old girl named Audrey who lived in Lithuania in the year of 1893 during Russia's occupation of Lithuania. During Russia's occupation, it was illegal to speak Lithuanian and read Lithuanian books. If you read those books or spoke that language, you'd be beaten, arrested, or killed.
His parents always read to him before bedtime, though I didn't know then it was from an illegal book. I just sat there with them and listened to the story. They were only halfway through when the Cossacks burst into the room and took Otto's father away. They dragged him into the square where they were about to whip him. I ran after the soldiers to try and stop, but then I realized the officer in charge is my own father.
So, for this book, I rate it a 3.3 out of 5. And I rate this because at the beginning it was interesting and I wanted to see more. But the ending was very anticlimactic and predictable. And a quote is, "Everything is fine, my love. This work is more important than ever." Jennifer A. Nielsen, page 4. And I chose this quote because little did her dad know that he would be taken away along with his wife and be sent to prison. And everything was in fact not fine.
I rate this book a 3.6 because the book had a lot of my interests and fascinations, but the story was somewhat repetitive from time to time and the ending was kind of boring and ended like a lot of other books and movies. My parents folded me into their embrace and there we cried and laughed and cried some more. After we parted, Lucas was invited in where I noticed he stared at me with a very difficult smile on his face. Jennifer A. Nielsen, page 322. I chose this quote because it shows how cliche and boring the ending is.
I rate it a 4-star because it was an interesting book, but the ending was cliche. I think the author should make people fight back more. If my language was forbidden, then my name was forbidden, which meant I had no name. Jennifer A. Nielsen, page 1. I choose this quote because this is what the Lithuanians felt like when all the laws were put on them.
To sum it all up, this book is great. If you like slow but fast and action-filled stories, this will definitely be the book for you. If you also like history, I think you would really find this book interesting.
And thanks for listening, and
we'll see you next time.